is your Takeuchi source, and we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
When you're a grocery store, hunger has no place in your community. That's why at Ingles, we donate over 2 million pounds of food every year to those who need it. It's the right thing to do, and we know you'd do the same. Ingles, your neighbor for over 50 years.
This week at Ingles, Bartlett, Red, or Bosque Washington State pears, $1.48 a pound. Select sizes and varieties Kraft macaroni and cheese, 2 for $6. And select varieties and sizes Bush's chili beans, 10 for $10. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to. Look, it's a call your shot Friday. I don't care. Don't call me Monday or Tuesday and tell me you told your mama or you knew this was going to happen or you told your brother or you told your friend. No one cares. You tell me on the big program, you go right on the tape, and then we'll know actually what you said come Monday or Tuesday. We'll have a good idea. So get on record. Get on record on a call your shot Friday. Don't be telling me next week that you knew this was going to happen or you knew that was going to happen. You know, there's some funny stuff going on in the world of sports right now. You know, some stuff that's sort of on the down low, not really headline stuff. But I'm not talking about the basketball roll call hall of cheaters or alleged cheaters. I'm talking about just little things like something that Dan Wolkin wrote about. Wolkin wrote a piece for the USA Today in which he's suggesting that there's a pathway to having three SEC teams in the playoffs. Now, it's just clickbait. That's all it's about because Wolkin himself doesn't believe it. You know, and you've got people immediately wanting to bet him $1,000 on his Twitter page that it won't happen. And then Wolkin is saying, well, I literally wrote that it's unlikely to happen, but it's not out of the realm of reality. I simply gave the roadmap. No, you created clickbait is what you attempted to do. You attempted to create this type of reaction, and apparently you got it. But, you know, again, you're the one formulating the notion, Dan, so don't run away from what you wrote. I mean, yeah, you may not have said that it's likely to happen, but you formulated the notion, right? I mean, I didn't say it. Ramona didn't say it. The other people who write for the USA Today didn't say it. You did. You came up with a little plan. And so, you know, don't be surprised when you get some blowback. And I'll give you some blowback of my own. Not on that, because I'm not even going to entertain that. I've thought about it. I'm not even entertaining it. I'm not even entertaining the notion of three SEC teams in the college football playoff. Because fundamentally speaking, let me just say this. In a way, I hope it happens. In a way, I hope it happens. Because if it happens, the four-team playoff is dead. Trust me when I tell you this. If Dan Wolkin's little scenario actually happens, the four-team playoff is over. Either by leagues pulling out of it or by it expanding to eight immediately. Much like when they gave us the Incest Bowl 2, Alabama LSU 2, and that led directly to a playoff. Put three SEC teams in and the final four teams, two of which don't win their divisions, or at least one of which doesn't win their division, and you're not going to have a playoff anymore.
Because do you do with the contract, the 12-year contract?
No one's participating. It's not, there's no way you can ignore the rest of America and put three teams in a college football playoff from one league. No way. No way, because the Pac-12's not standing for it. The Big Ten's not standing for it. The ACC's not standing for it. It's not happening. So, you know, again, this is all Wolkin wanted. He wanted to create attention. He did the 15 minutes of fame, look at me thing, and apparently he succeeded in that regard. People wanting to wager him. And then again, he's walking it back by saying, I literally wrote that it was unlikely to happen. Again, yes, that's true, Dan. You did. You wrote that it's unlikely to happen, but you also are the individual who formulated the notion that it could happen. So, you know, you can't just run away from that. You're the one who said it. You got what you wanted. You attracted attention. That's what you wanted to happen. It is not happening. You're not getting three teams from the SEC in the college football playoff. And as I said, if you did, you know, again, in a way, we might all benefit from that. Because if you did, if we wound up with that scenario, the playoff as it exists would effectively be over. Over. Because the outrage would be real. No one in the rest of the country is going to stand by and tolerate an all SEC playoff. Nobody. That old movie, we're mad as hell, we're not going to take it anymore, network or something. Well, we're mad as hell, we're not going to take it anymore. No way the rest of the country sits idly by, you know, with their thumbs up there and says, okay, you know, go ahead. Put three SEC teams in the playoffs. No, not happening. Never going to happen. But that's not my biggest argument with Dan Wolkin. That's not even my biggest argument. Of all the stupid things Dan Wolkin has said or written in the last 24 hours, that's the least offensive of them. That's not even close to as offensive as this.
Oh, he kept going?
He wrote this. He wrote, the piece of this that some of you aren't respecting is the strong possibility the Miami Hurricanes will be 11-1. If they then beat Clemson in the ACC title game, it could bring the head-to-head with LSU into play. Okay, Danny boy, let me make sure I understand this. So now we've morphed from you saying that the SEC could get three teams in the playoffs to you saying Miami, a quote again, he's also trying to walk this back, by the way. People are asking what his definition of strong is, because he wrote, the piece of this that some of you aren't respecting is the strong possibility. Now, Dan, I don't know how else you'd like us to interpret strong possibility. Generally, when I say strong possibility, I mean it's likely to happen. I don't know what you mean by quote-unquote strong possibility. Maybe you mean something else. But he wrote, the piece of this that some of you aren't respecting, again, in his dream scenario whereby three SEC teams get into the Final Four, is the strong possibility that Miami will be 11-1. If they then beat Clemson in the ACC title game, it could bring the head-to-head with LSU into play. I'm sorry. Let me make sure I understand. This is the same Miami team that got destroyed by LSU. It's the same Miami team that had to rally from three touchdowns down against a Florida State team that should have lost the week before to Louisville. That was outplayed by Louisville. Oh, by the way, that's the same Louisville team that Georgia Tech beat by 100, but now that win doesn't count. You know, there's an insanity to this. Dan, I don't know how to break this to you. Miami's not going 11-1. That's not happening. And by the way, if somehow in some dream scenario, Miami actually went 11-1, Clemson will crush their souls. What has anybody seen from Miami? I mean, Wilkins actually writing that it's more likely. Somebody else challenges him here, and then he says, well, the Canes are far from a perfect team, but this is what they have left. At UVA, at BC, Duke, at Georgia Tech, at Virginia Tech, Pitt. There are four road games there, but I think it's slightly better than a coin flip that Miami sweeps the board. $5,000, Dan. I'll wager $5,000 right this second that Miami doesn't sweep the board. And I'm not one of these people who is offering you the $1,000 who's not going to pay. I'll put the money up now. Since you think it's more likely that Miami wins out than loses at least one of those games. Let me tell you something. It's more likely Miami loses this weekend than they win out. They struggled with Virginia last year. They often struggle with Virginia. And they're going to go play them at night. And they have a rookie quarterback who's not used to being on the road. And, oh, yeah, they can't block anybody. And, oh, by the way, Bronco Mendenhall's team puts defensive pressure on you. They're going to turn that kid over. Mark my words. I am not at all sure that Miami survives this weekend, let alone anything beyond this weekend. But Miami is now going to go 11-1, and they may beat Clemson too. Texas says, I'll split it with you, Walt. I want some of that action. Miami's going 11-1 now. And they just rallied from three touchdowns down against Florida State because they were the beneficiary, in part because they were the beneficiary of a bad call and the fact that Florida State still sucks. Again, Florida State, everyone saw it. Everyone knows they should have lost to Louisville the week before. That same team lost by a point at Miami. And now Miami's going 11-1? Look, no offense. The stuff about three SEC teams in the playoffs is just stupid. It's clickbait. It's just, look at me. Here I am. I'm Dan Wolkin. I want my 15 minutes of fame. But the stuff about Miami going through the rest of the schedule unbeaten is utterly laughable. Utterly laughable. Let me tell you something. Miami is losing once, twice, at least twice, and probably three times the rest of the way. At least twice and probably three times. And there's a really good chance they lose this Saturday at night at Virginia, a team they struggle with, a team that led them by like 14 points last year. And Miami's offense, not exactly explosive. And they're going against a Bronco Mendenhall defense that's allowing 20 points a game. Actually, these teams are very similar, except you're going to play at Virginia at night. And Virginia feels they owe them one, still owe Miami one from last year, a game they had a big lead and blew. And now you're going there with a rookie quarterback. And again, the Miami offensive line can't block. They can't block. And they're going to go up against Bronco Mendenhall's defensive inspiration. Well, we'll see. There is a better chance that Miami loses on Saturday than there is that Miami goes through unbeaten. But the notion that Miami's going to be 11-1 and then beat Clemson is utterly laughable. Right. Text says, when do we go back to the 80s for Miami? Exactly. Exactly. Now Miami's going 11-1 and beating Clemson. Hey, Ramona, do they still do redos of Aesop's Fables? Maybe Dan Wolkin could write for them.
What?
Maybe he can write for them. Because none of that crap, Dan, none of it is going to happen. And, yeah, don't tell me, Dan. Don't walk it back. Don't tell me, well, I didn't say it was going to happen. I said it probably wasn't going to happen. Yeah, okay, you wrote it. You wrote it. Why say it at all then, Dan? If you don't think it's going to happen, why say it at all? I mean, you have nothing real to discuss? Then just make up little dream scenarios? Well, again, just to be clear, no. There's zero chance on God's green earth the SEC are getting three teams in the playoffs. And no, there's even less of a chance that Miami's going 11-1 and then beating Clemson in the ACC championship game. I mean, good grief. What has anybody seen from Miami that even makes you think they're a decent football team? They can't block anybody. They have the same exact problem Florida State has. They can't block anybody. You know what, Ramona? I am so sick of that turnover chain, too. I'm so sick of that. I am so sick of that turnover chain. You know, we need to get John Doe and his cousins to go take that turnover chain, and you know what? We'll be right back. Walter Petula Road Rage. You want to get in, 654-7627. Texas says Dan needs to be woken from this dream he's living in. We'll be right back.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide three meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Your home is your largest investment. Its value is enhanced by the way it looks on the outside, as well as what's on the inside. That goes for your yard as well. An investment in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden is an investment in your home. From robotic mowers to tractors and zero turns, as well as trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers, Husqvarna and Easily Lawn and Garden are trusted experts. Husqvarna offers many options for you as a homeowner or as a commercial landscape professional. Find Husqvarna equipment locally at Easily Lawn and Garden. They have the knowledge, the expertise, the parts, and repairs you can depend on. Husqvarna has been around for many years, just like Easily Lawn and Garden. Invest in them like you would your home. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easily. Online, easilylawn.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
You know, there is a fine line between being eccentric and being rude.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. So according to Dan Woken, in case you missed it, USA Today, there is an opportunity for three SEC teams to go to the college football playoff. He thinks that it's more likely than not that Miami goes 11-1 and has a chance to beat Clemson in the ACC championship. That's real. That it's more likely than not they go 11-1 and that they have a chance to beat Clemson in the ACC championship. Joe on the Northland Communication Lines. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going, Walt? I guess he forgot the one simple fact. To beat somebody, you have to score touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Miami didn't score a touchdown against Clemson. I mean, as bad as South Carolina performed, I know it was garbage time. At least we scored a touchdown. I mean, what was it? 3-2 field goals against Clemson. But, I like Miami, but let's just get to the ACC title game before you start talking 11-1. I think that's kind of ludicrous right now, especially with the freshman quarterback. I do got to take some exception, though, Walt, for the UVA thing. I don't know about the whole atmosphere up in UVA. I've been to UVA. I mean, they're better, but I haven't really met UVA fans. So, I mean, I don't know about the whole night thing, but I think UVA is a little bit better.
Yeah, all it is just better than daytime, Joe. But my point is this. Miami comes off a big emotional win in which they came from way behind. Virginia led them by several touchdowns at Miami last year. Virginia has a history of playing Miami tough. This is clearly an emotional letdown game for Miami, and it's the exact kind of game that they're likely to lose. I mean, here's the thing. They're not making it through the rest of that road schedule unbeaten. They barely beat a crappy. I mean, have we changed? Have we now decided Florida State is back? I mean, help me, Joe, because like a week ago, I'm pretty sure that hideous Louisville, the team at Georgia Tech just beat by a million, scored 66 points on them in their building. I'm pretty sure that that team led Florida State with 2 minutes left before they decided to throw an interception on first down as a method to run out the clock. And then that Florida State team went to Miami and pretty much kicked them around their own building for most of that game. And now Miami is, what, great again? I mean, this is, 2001.
I watched North Carolina's quarterback, Surratt, run for like, 120? I mean, Georgia Tech's probably going to run for 500 yards on that defense. You know, and it's in Atlanta, I believe.
It is. And so, not, you know, Miami's we'll not out. Winning that game. I'm telling you right now, they're not winning that game. So you can mark that one down. And I don't think they're winning at BC either. And again, I'm not sure they're winning Saturday. I mean, somehow we've decided Miami's great again. I mean, we're just passing Miami along to 11-1 now in the end of the season. There's no way they're winning those road games. They barely beat one of the worst teams in the league, Florida State, at home. I mean, people are saying, well, Louisville's the worst team. Well, Louisville was better than Florida State. We watched it. They didn't win.
Well, two quick points, and I'll get off. You know, as far as this nonsense, and I understand there was a controversial call for the Missouri game this past weekend, but I read somewhere where Odom has 10 plays that he's going to send into the SEC office. Is there a bigger, whiny athletic department than Missouri? Their AD's a clown. I mean, he accused an African-American coach of being a racist. And then,
Hey, by the way, Joe, I have 10 plays I also want to send in for that game. It's all the plays Missouri ran in the third quarter once the rain started. I want to send them all in. I want to send them in to the National Weather Service and see if they can help Missouri understand that it's only rain.
Or the onside kick. Right.
We're to send in plays into the league office. I mean, send in all your incredibly idiotic decisions. Exactly. Send those in. Send those in to Mensa. Let's see what Mensa thinks of your your decision making. The dumbest team in America.
And my last thing is this. Odom has done less with more than any coach in America. I looked up the stats. That wide receiver that's out, he's still in the top four in yards per catch.
Yeah.
I mean, good night, Walt. But I appreciate it.
Exactly. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, look, I mean, if you're Missouri, you shouldn't be complaining about anything. Nothing. I'm sorry. Did South Carolina force you into trying an onside kick at the start of the game with a 7-0 lead and the other team forced to play a backup quarterback? Did South Carolina force you into that Three Stooges act that you produced in the third quarter of that game once the rain came? Was that the officiating that forced that on you? Did the officials turn you into, I don't know, the Washington Generals or something in the third quarter? You know, no. Look, here's the problem, Missouri. You're actually pretty good. That's the problem. But you are one of the dumbest teams in America. I mean, you are just an invincibly stupid football team. You make invincibly stupid decisions. You look like you had never seen the rain. No, bad calls didn't beat you. You beat you. You know, you don't need to send anything to the league office. You need a mirror. That's what you need. You need a mirror. You need a little self-examination to determine just how stupid a football team you are and whether you can correct any of those things. I mean, come on, man. I don't know how a team that produced the third quarter that Missouri produced could be sending anything anywhere. I wouldn't want any element of that reviewed. I would want that burned. I wouldn't want any element of that film reviewed by any living person. I would want to hide all the evidence of it. So, no. But, you know, going back to the other thing, Miami is now an elite football team. You know, because, again, people have, decided as much. And they're capable of beating anybody, even though they can't block anybody. I mean, their offensive line is hideous. They can't block anybody. And, by the way, they're not blocking Virginia. You can believe whatever you want. They're not blocking Virginia. Virginia's going to be all over Perry. They're going to be all over Perry. Virginia has players on defense, and they're incredibly well-coached on defense. They're only allowing 20 points a game. That offensive line, Good luck. Good luck winning all those road games with that offensive line. That offensive line that barely enabled you to come back and beat a terrible Florida State team at home. In a game that, quite honestly, the terrible Florida State team dominated. And now Miami's going 11-1. You know, and so, Ramona, you would think that Dan Wolkin's comment, that his initial suggestion that, you know, you could have a scenario where three SEC teams make the Final Four, was really dumb. And then you would think that his other comment that Miami is more likely than not to go 11-1, and if they beat Clemson, blah, 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 blah. Right. You would think that that's even dumber. Correct. Which it is. But it may not be the dumbest thing that anyone said. The dumbest thing may again go to Colin Cowherd, who really makes sort of a living saying stupid things, which is amazing because, you know, he's, you know, a multimillionaire.
But money doesn't make you smart.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Colin Cowherd, I find this headline just unbelievable. Right. Texas says the refs beat Missouri and the damn band beat the Demon Deacons. Yeah, that's another thing, Ramona. Where is that one? Where is it? Dave Clawson of Wake Forest. Let me find this. Dave Clawson of Wake Forest is complaining. Now, remember, to Clawson's credit, he said that, you know, Dabo Swinney did not run up the score, that it was just football, it was all that. So we don't want to forget that. But Dave Clawson has, according to reports, complained to the ACC about Clemson's band. Yeah, this is from the TigerNet, Tony Crumpton. Wake Forest was utterly demolished 63-3 against number 4 Clemson last Saturday. Demon Deacon head coach Dave Clawson was seen throughout most of the first half screaming and jumping on the sidelines like a crazed madman at the game refs. Most casual observers just thought he was visibly upset with his team getting manhandled on both sides of the ball. However, it appears that Clawson was arguing about Clemson's band as he pointed at them in the stand several times while his team was trying to call plays. It was an issue that I addressed with the supervisor officials on Monday, and he agreed with my perspective on it, Clawson said. And there was a situation in the game that wasn't handled the way it should have been. Clawson was talking about it to the refs for at least the whole first quarter. I knew it, and it was allowed to keep happening, and eventually it got fixed, but not the way it should have or when it should have, Clawson said. You know, so again, I wasn't happy with it. I expressed that the whole first quarter. I'm reading, these are quotes. This is how it's written. Clawson eventually got the band situation handled to his liking and will now mentally move on. It eventually got fixed, but it wasn't handled the way it should have been procedurally from their end. I had a good talk with Dennis Hennigan, and he agreed, so we're moving forward. The band. You know what? Let me tell you something.
So what are they supposed to do to the band?
I have no idea, nor do I care. Look, here's
Are they going to decide that the crowd's too noisy next, like Wimbledon?
Oh, maybe. Look, here's the thing. If you are in a tight game, and if you call out the problem early enough, the perceived problem, and if someone actually agrees with your perspective, then maybe you have something to say. When you lose 63-3, just shut up. Shut up. I mean, that is not the time nor the place to be lamenting the band. You look like an idiot. It's like the old Hartford Whalers when they fired the organ player saying that he didn't play music that was inspirational enough for the team. No. That's one possibility. Here's another possibility. You suck.
That's probably it. Right there.
Right. Now you determine which is more likely. This is a multiple choice, Ramona. Over here, I have A. A is Wake Forest lost to Clemson 63-3 because of the band. Over here is B, Wake Forest lost to Clemson 63-3 because Clemson's really good and because you suck.
Which do you think is more likely, Dave? Which do you think? Come on, Dave. I know you can get this. Which is more likely? Choice number A, that the band caused you to lose 63-3, or choice number B, Clemson really good and you really suck. Which is more likely? Which do you think it is, Dave? Which? I mean, come on, you're a smart guy. You're almost as smart as Dan Wolkin. I'm sure you can get this. No problem. No, easy, right? This is an easy one, right? Man, you know, you are guaranteed to look like a weenie when you complain after losing by 60. That is not the time to complain. Let me tell you about Crudele Day. Our products make a difference in daily costs of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, happy customers. Let me tell you something. And as customers, as we like lights. Lights to us means safety. Bad guys don't like lights. That's why lighting is important. If you're putting in a parking lot, if you're putting in an industrial complex, lighting, vital. If it's just a business application, lighting, vital. It makes your customers feel more secure. It makes you stand out. This is why Crude LED is taking over the entire upstate. They offer the most incredible lighting opportunities and the finest lighting known to mankind. They're geniuses over at Crude LED. That's a fact. And they offer it so affordably. Because look, why Crude LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your costs for installation up front. Why Crude LED? Innovation experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call my friends at Crude LED today, 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. Which do you think it is, Rona? A, the band caused you to lose by 60. B, Clemson really good, you really suck. Which is more likely, Dave? Which do you think, Dave? Quick break.
Tailgating is a way of life where all you need is a love for the game and a Bojangles Big Bow box.
Grab Bojangles 8-piece tailgate special for $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have your celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson, Tiger Boulevard across from Publix.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't tell people how to freak out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula writes, Matt writes, Walt, can you please break down the remaining bands on Wake Forest's schedule to see if Clawson has a chance this year? That's absolutely hysterical.
Oh, that is good. That is good. I got a text on the Health Care text line. Yeah. It says, Walt is cracking me up. Love Road Rage. Well, and then it says, I pick C, all of the above.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Let me tell you about my friends at Christopher Trucks. You know, for 67 years, Christopher Trucks has just been killing it in the upstate. And we've all been the beneficiary. Quite honestly, if you pulled the Christopher Trucks vehicles out of upstate commerce for a week, the upstate would grind to a halt. That's how influential Christopher Trucks has been in the upstate business climate over those 67 years. Christopher Trucks is over $4 million in new and used inventory, which equals at least 60 trucks at all times. Promote Jason Smith, their sales manager, is just absolutely incredible, as is Rusty Hill, their used truck manager, just great guys. They will help you with whatever your needs are. And here's the thing. They take these vehicles and they customize them around the nature of your business. You need to find out. So I don't care what business you're in. We see Christopher Trucks vehicles wrapped as all sorts of businesses these days. I've seen them as glass trucks, like the Sprinter vans, as glass trucks. I've seen them with the major soda companies. I've seen them with pet grooming. I mean, the Sprinter vans have a rear height cargo height of, it's two heights, of 7 feet plus. So you don't bump your heads. And it's so conducive to so many different occupations.
plumbing trucks, etc. Listen, whether you want work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, box trucks, Sprinter vans, Isuzu, OTR, Freightliner and Western Star, steak bodies, flatbed and flatbed dump trucks, trust me when I tell you this, Christopher Trucks is where you need to go. And then there's this. Don't forget, now that football season is here, Christopher Trucks will do your maintenance and service and repairs on your RVs for the tailgating season. Who better to work on your RV than the truck experts, Christopher Trucks? To that end, they now have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine specifically for RVs. They also have factory-certified alignment specialists specifically for RVs. To take advantage of that, RV owners and listeners, call this number, 269-2131, 269-2131. Ask for Brian or Jennifer. Tell them I said. Yeah, that's how it works. 269-2131. All right. You want to get in, 654-7627. That is the number to get in and join the program. What? Oh, here it is. Here it is. I couldn't find my little cow and coward argument. Here's the thing. This is by Tyler Sullivan for 247 Sports. Colin Coward rips Patrick Mahomes for Tom Brady comment. Now, on the surface, here's what I would think about this, Ramona. We're just going to attack everybody today, by the way.
Apparently.
Yeah. Colin Coward rips Patrick Mahomes for Tom Brady comment. So I'm thinking, right off, I'm thinking, really? You know, Mahomes is seemingly such a nice young man, and by all accounts, I'm thinking to myself, what could he possibly have said about Tom Brady? I must have missed it. You know, I'm thinking, did he call Brady overrated? I mean, what did he possibly say about Tom Brady? Now, remember, this is the same Colin Coward that tried to entrap a 22-year-old in Baker Mayfield and brought him on his show with a mind's eye of posterizing him. And of course it blew up in his face, and it wound up that the 22-year-old wound up posterizing Colin Coward, and Coward really had no response. He was basically embarrassed, lost a debate to a 22-year-old. And again, his intent in that whole thing to me, was basically to try and ensnare him, to try and posterize him. And we've seen Coward say a lot of stupid things before. Now, look, we all say stupid things. I mean, that's a guarantee. When you talk 3-4 hours a day, you're going to say some stupid things. Things that don't work out, things that blow up in your face.
Every time I say something, you go on and on about how.
Well, because you do it every day.
No, I don't.
You know, here's the thing. When you look at some of the things that Coward has said, though, some of the things that Coward has said are like historically stupid. Like when he called Clemson a fraud the year they won the national title.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah. When you call somebody a fraud, you better hope they don't win the national title. Like, I called Miami a fraud last year, and I felt quite comfortable doing so because I knew, I mean, I picked them to lose those last three games of the year, and they did. You know, they got their A handed to them on a platter. And so that all worked out. You know, they actually were a fraud. But when you call somebody a fraud, fraud's a big word. A big word. You better be right. They better not go on to win the national title. Because then, you know, you have to hope that my two-week strategy holds. And it does repeatedly with Colin Coward. He repeatedly says ridiculous things. And then, you know, after 2 weeks, they blow over and he doesn't care. I mean, well, we have a guy in Skip who makes a whole career of that, right? He intentionally says inflammatory things and doesn't, I don't think really believes, I don't think he really believes any of the things he says, but he's made himself a multimillionaire just with sort of clickbait material. The problem with Coward is I don't think Coward's motivation is deceptive. I think he actually believes some of these things. And so here's the latest issue for Colin Coward. And let me see if I can refresh this. The latest issue is this. This title, Colin Coward rips Patrick Mahomes for Tom Brady comment. The Patriots have arguably their biggest matchup of the season on Sunday when they welcome the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs to Gillette Stadium. This game certainly has a lot of juice to it, but there hasn't been much venom tossed back and forth between these two sides. Really, the only trash talk that's going on this week is between Stephon Gilmore and Jaguars corner Jalen Ramsey, who'll be nowhere near the Sunday Night Football contest. While there hasn't been much of any trash talk between the Patriots and Chiefs, FS1's Colin Cowherd does think there was a jab by Patrick Mahomes towards Tom Brady. Listen to this. This is what the Chiefs quarterback said early in the week about squaring off against Brady and the Patriots. It is going to be a great opportunity. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest quarterback to ever play, Mahomes said via SB Nation Arrowhead Pride. I'm going against their defense, but as a team, we're going to go in and try and compete. They're a good team in the AFC every single year. Just to compete against one of the best teams in the league is going to be an awesome opportunity. That, quote, one of the greatest line didn't sit well with Cowherd. Cowherd said, one of the greatest, 8 trips to the Super Bowl, 5 rings. You know he's one of the, depends on what you like, Cowherd mocked. I don't know, winning. Super Bowls is kind of what I like. Total disrespect. So Cowherd added, this makes me so angry. Everybody's in love with talent. 99% of the media in America today. If you ask these knuckleheads, they'd say Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady. Why? Because his arm. He goes on and on. It's a tangent. It's almost similar to that commercial Cowherd's in, where he just, this absurd stream of consciousness that has nothing to do with the original argument. So I'm not going to be led down the path of the tangent. Suffice it to say, we're just sticking to the prime part of his argument. He's taking shots at Patrick Mahomes for not clearly defining Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback of all time. All right, first of all, Colin, it's not Patrick Mahomes' duty to determine that. He's a 22-year-old. He may not have a grasp on the entire history of the National Football League. Secondly, what he said was right. He wasn't trying to insult Tom Brady. He was asked a question. And so just off the cuff, he said, it's going to be a great opportunity. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks. And then he added, if not the greatest quarterback to ever play, he added it. Okay, so he didn't specifically define Brady as the greatest quarterback. I think it's pretty clear he thinks so. And if his words were that much of an issue to you, you know, it's just, this guy just looks for things. He looks for things. Even after the Baker Mayfield thing blew up in his face, a week later, someone else he had on his show was saying, oh, did you see what Mayfield did when he won? And Cowherd was laughing at it and saying, oh, see, he is like, this is what Colin Cowherd is. It's astonishing to me that he has reached the level that he has. Honestly, to me, again, I don't think he has a clue. But he's looking for something here that doesn't exist. But none of that is why this caught my attention. Do you know why this caught my attention?
Why?
Because he's such a hypocrite. He's such an unbelievable hypocrite, a disingenuous phony. I mean, I'm sorry, Colin. Let me make sure I have this right. Wasn't it you who wanted the Patriots to start Jimmy Garoppolo and move on from Tom Brady? Wasn't that you? All right, so in other words, Colin, I have a 22-year-old who's not in the analyst business, who's asked a question off the cuff, and he responds by saying that Brady's one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, which seems a perfectly reasonable response under the circumstance. But you wanted to replace Brady with Jimmy Garoppolo. That was your plan. So you're upset that this guy didn't clearly define that Brady's the greatest of all time, but your plan was to replace the greatest of all time with Jimmy Garoppolo? I'm sorry, who's the idiot? Who's the guy who offered the offensive perspective? I believe Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. But I wasn't offended by what Patrick Mahomes said. Patrick Mahomes was just trying to do his best off the cuff to answer a question. I was offended by your notion that a scrub like Garoppolo should replace Brady and that the Patriots needed to move in that direction. By the way, how's Garoppolo doing? Sorry. Couldn't resist. What? Couldn't resist. I mean, this guy has already forgotten that he wanted to replace Brady with Garoppolo? This is unbelievable. Listen, the concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easy Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. I've seen them in action. They're absolutely unbelievable. The technology is real. It works. They go uphill, downhill, around objects, takes itself back to the port when it needs to recharge, goes back out, finishes the rest of the job, cuts your grass the most minute amount, costs like next to nothing to run. You'll be cutting your lawn at 2 a.m. People will wonder how you have such an unbelievably rich, lush, green lawn, and your secret will be that you don't cut it at all, that you have a Husqvarna robotic mower. Go see my friends at Easley Lawn and Garden, veteran and family-owned and operated for 40 years, 312 South Pendleton Street in Easley, easleylawn.com on the web. I'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easley.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights.